Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand. Well, since there's just a few of us here this morning, I wonder if you can help me with the sermon. Let's start with Christmas carols. Now, Christmas carols are the most beautiful form of music because they tell the story of Christmas in a way that is poetic. And so I wonder if you could share with me a line, a favorite line from one of your favorite Christmas carols. Not just the title, you know, but give me a little bit more, and we'll talk about that. So what's a line from one of the Christmas carols that you love? Okay, O Holy Night. Now let's see, what are the next words in that? O Holy Night, the dark stars are brightly shining.
It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. What a wonderful opening, right? Because it sets the stage. And what feeling does it give you?
Peace.
Yeah. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It sounds like a peaceful night. Yeah, yeah. As soon as you say those words, you have that expectation. Yeah, good. Someone else? What's a favorite line? Amy.
From I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep.
Okay, now say that again. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, so it's God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The person in the singing the carol is sort of questioning, in this world today, is God still there?
Wow. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. Is that right? Oh my gosh. So it's a Christmas carol because it's talking about how God is going to be alive in Jesus, right? Yeah. I don't know that one.
I thought I heard the bells on Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, that's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Eve. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a great lyric. It's a great line in there. Yeah, Benjamin. Say it again.
When peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling.
When peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors ring?
Fling.
Fling.
And all the world give back the song which now the angels sing.
And all the world give back the song which now the angels sing. Oh, isn't that beautiful? I mean, you can just feel the love and the peace of God being spread over the whole earth and then the earth echoing it back to God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so poetic. You know, it's not just a theological statement, but it's from the heart. Yeah, yeah, and the carols do that so well. Yeah, someone else. Chelsea.
Oh, hark the herald angels sing, glory to a newborn king.
Yeah. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Yeah. What does hark mean?
Hark's like praise and greatness and
yeah.
All good.
And listen. Hark. Hark. The herald angels. What's a herald?
I'm sorry. As a child, I thought his name was H-A-R-O-L.
Oh.
And I thought the angel's name was Harold.
That angel. Harold, the angel. A herald is someone who's supposed to give the king's message to the people. He goes out in the street and he tells what the message is. You know, the king proclaims this day a feast day for all peoples. Or, you know... whatever the king's message is. So a herald angel is one who's giving God's message. So listen, the king is giving his message. Hark the herald angels sing. And the message is glory, glory, glory. glory. Because there's a newborn king. There's a newborn king. And what a beautiful thought. What a wonderful expression of joy. You know, and just being bursting out. Yeah, yeah. Someone else?
Well, not necessarily a Christmas carol. Mm-hmm. From the Messiah.
Yeah.
The peace, comfort ye, my people.
Comfort ye. Yeah.
That one always speaks to me.
It's right out of Isaiah, Isaiah 40, verse 1. And that's the Christmas message of peace. Yeah. Good, good. Yeah, Maggie?
Once in Royal David City, stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a cradle for a bed.
Yeah.
Mary was that mother mile. It just, to me, encapsulates the whole meaning of why we celebrate Christmas.
Doesn't it paint a beautiful...
Yes, gentle music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tune with it. Really paints a picture, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once in Royal David City. Once in Royal David City. In a lowly cattle shed. Yeah, really sets us there in the manger. Where a mother laid her baby with a manger for its bed. Yeah, yeah. Mother, the mother mild. Well, Christmas carols, I think, are, you know, people's way of expressing back the beauty of Christmas. You know, people have heard the story so many times, and it's been reflected back in poetry and music and song in ways that it's available to everybody. You hear those songs and you sing the songs, and it really sets it in your heart. It's the joy and peace of Christmas that is available to everyone. Our reading from Isaiah said, "How beautiful on the mountains are the messenger who brings good news." Well, that's everyone who sings a Christmas carol. And that's how we feel. Our feet are beautiful in the mountains because we're given the good news of Christmas in the Christmas carol. Music is what does that for us. It's not just a theological expression, but it's a poetic expression from the heart. Well, on Christmas Day, we have the lessons from 1 John, or from John, the Gospel of John. The prologue of John is what we heard this morning for the Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It seems a little jarring compared to the Christmas story we hear in Luke, which is the story of the angels and the shepherds and the manger and Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus, the birth story. But really, you know, they're the same story. Because both of them are telling us that the love and the peace of God have come down to earth. And they're available to all. That's what those stories are telling us. Luke has this tender story about how the baby Jesus is born in the city of David in a manger. And everyone can relate to that. You know, the Christmas carols just help us soak that story in. And the Gospel of John is doing the same thing. It says that God is always here. God is always available to anyone who is willing to receive him. And so I thought I would focus on that word receive, because the word receive is in both of those. In the Gospel of John, it says, "To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." So, if you will, that power is available to you, that love and peace of God is available to you, if you will just receive it. You have to receive it, but it's available to you. To all who believed To all who received him, he gave power to become children of God. And in Joy to the World, one of those great hymns, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Isn't that a beautiful expression of how the love of God is available to everyone and available to the whole earth? And so let earth receive her King. As a kid, I imagined us in a kingdom, and the King is coming in a big procession, and now we're going to receive the King into the kingdom. There's going to be a coronation or something. I don't know. That's the idea of the hymn. So God is available to us. God is present to us. If we just open our hearts, if we let down the barriers, if we let go of our hurts and our ego and our anger and our wounds, if we can just do that and open ourselves to God, God will come in. That's the whole idea of that our heart is the manger. You know, Christ is born in our heart if we will only let him. That's the beautiful metaphor of the manger, that every one of us has a manger within where Christ is born. To all who received him, he gave power to become children of God, to have that love and peace within us. And I think of the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." It's the same thing, right? We're saying we're willing to receive the kingdom in our hearts. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done right here within us. And then from after it's within us, it goes out from us, and the ripples keep going and going until the whole world has become God's kingdom. So the Christmas message is simple. The love and the peace of God are available to all. All we have to do is receive it. Amen.
Amen.